You have clicked your way into the biggest podcast in the world.
Wait. What's with the echo effect? Doesn't that make it seem like you're talking to like just an empty canyon, like there's nobody listening or something? I don't get that.
What do you mean?
It's just a little bit. It doesn't make any sense with all the echo and the biggest podcast in the world, and there's just a giant echo of nothingness. You see what I'm saying? Like there's nobody there. I don't know if I get that.
Trust me on this. I'm a professional.
Well, okay then. Biggest podcast in the world. Are we basing that on anything? I mean, seriously, it's not even close.
Well, it's all subjective. Subjective.
But it's subjective to what? I mean, like, give me an example how this would be the biggest podcast in the world. Can you do that?
Here's Matt Stoops.
One of my biggest influences in radio was a guy named Phil Hendry. H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Phil Hendry. Brilliant guy. Unbelievable show. My friend Danny Bristow introduced me to him years back, 4 or 5 years back now. And basically, the premise of his show, he was the host. His voice on the air is the host. And then he'll have somebody call in. Now, the caller would be himself doing a character voice. He had like 30 different voices that he did. And the caller would come in and say something to set off all the other listeners who weren't familiar with the show. So he's constantly baiting these callers with these established characters. So he's reintroducing his regular listeners to these characters over and over and over again. So they know what kind of show to get. If you're a Phil Hendry listener, you know what kind of show you're going to get. But if you're a Phil Hendry caller, you've probably not heard the show to an extent that would make you want to call in. For example, my all-time favorite bit of his was after Dale Earnhardt died, he had R.C. Collins, who's a cadet at a military academy, call in and say that he didn't get why Dale Earnhardt was getting all this attention. Richard Petty was a far better driver and obviously has the stats to back it up. And so people are calling in upset and saying, hey, you need the respect Dale Earnhardt here. Yeah, maybe Richard Petty's a great driver. So it's all in Phil Hendry's head. And here's an excerpt from that show.
Listening to this person tear down.
I'm asking RC, Dale Earnhardt lost his life.
Oh, so in other words, Richard Petty can't be given respect about being a good race car driver.
Mr. Petty has probably got more respect for Mr. Earnhardt than you could ever imagine.
And you don't know anything about racing.
I certainly do not, but I know about human kindness, and I know about human well-worth, and I know that you're not worth a piece of crap.
Well, you think this guy peed beer the way they're talking about
him.
Well,
you act like you belong to line of mental institutions, sir.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that Richard Petty,
I think you need to get a grip on reality.
Don't you ever remember
You need to get a grip on reality.
Ah,
nobody
is
tooting anybody's horn here. A man lost his life. He's got a family that's probably in grief.
That's racing.
And they don't need to hear some lunatic like you out there trying to make a race car out of somebody's death.
A race car?
Yeah, a race car riot out of somebody's death.
No, all I'm saying, look.
We're not talking about who's
Earnhardt,
here.
He wasn't
we're talking
bad.
About a human being that lost his life.
Ma'am,
that's the bottom line.
I can tell you this. If you met Richard Petty, you'd lubricate. And all
right,
you know
that's
what?
Way
you're
out
foul.
Of line. That's
you are totally foul.
Way out of line.
Now, Mr. Royal, I think you need to get him off the air.
Mr. Royal? What's
look,
your name?
I'm sorry,
you
sir. I missed
no,
your name.
I'm Phil
I
Henry.
I really apologize.
Well, that's just, perfectly fine.
But I think this man
Ma'am, I think you owe Richard
air.
Petty an apology on account of you
I really
bad.
Don't want to listen to his lunacy anymore.
You owe Richard Petty an apology. The greatest race car driver, and if she met Richard...
How dare you?
What?
You know what you did.
What did I do?
If you met Richard Petty, you'd lubricate.
Well, I mean...
You don't say that to a person calling in trying to make a point here. Now, I don't want to hear any more about Dale Earnhardt. If you want to talk about how great Richard Petty was, you can talk about how great he was. If you say anything about Dale Earnhardt, you'd think he peed beer and crap and gold bullion and all that. I don't want to hear it. Do you understand?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just think that he's a really great driver.
They're both tremendous drivers, and one of them died. And that's racing, like you so callously put it.
Tell you what, if she saw that mustache, she'd slide off her chair.
I got it already.
Now, every show that Phil did was like that. At least 2 out of the 3 hours that he did each night was 2 different bits where the character would call in, and then suckers would call in, and then make us all laugh along. Now, for a bunch of different reasons, you can look into it more if you surf through. I have some links up at mattstukes.com that you can check out to find out more about him. More or less, he decided he wanted out of that deal. And he was gone for a year. And then I found out about a month ago that he was coming back, and I got a chance to listen to him online the other night. And basically what he's doing now is more of a political show, a more politically driven show. Because, I mean, as awesome as the show was before, how many people that appreciate that kind of humor are looking to radio right now for it? It was just badly marketed and badly executed. So to bring him back as more of a talking head, still, I love him. Because he just brings so much better of a viewpoint to things than you're going to find anywhere else on the radio or on TV or even online. It's just a very... just singular, distinct voice on things.
I just saw this guy on CNN today, this Cafferty file. By the way, Cafferty, why don't you get some sleep, man? Either that or I'm going to throw some socks that I've got to take to the laundry into those bags under your eyes. What do you think of that one, Moore? Now, that's what we call humor. Huh? Come on. Good boy. The Cafferty file. And he's getting... what will President Bush's legacy be? Well, gee, let me guess. He's going to go down as the worst president that ever lived. And I'm the cat that said, and there's other people that say it too, but I just want to be the one that, you know, I believe he's going to go down in history as one of our great presidents. And I have no problem being quoted on that. One of our great presidents. Meanwhile, Cafferty is sitting there. Where do they dig that guy up, man? What are you, the Undertaker's father? Why don't you go back to your gig, man, managing that guy in WWE, because they could really use the, you know, they could use the laughs. All right, now. And President Bush today. You know, I'm not saying that there's a bias either way, but I guess there is. Because when I watch Fox, there's a definite vibe that I get, which is like everything's really cool with the president. When I watch CNN, the vibe I get, everything really sucks. So don't tell me there ain't no bias on either side. I watch them both, man. I come away from CNN feeling like I want to slip my wrists, and I come away from Fox feeling like I want to go out and smoke a big fat joint that I would never do. I do not advocate marijuana use at all. And I just want to be very clear about that. Except when I'm, you know, hanging out with Michael there. Now!
So there he is, Phil Hendry. That's all I have for you today. I just wanted to share one of my favorite all-time guys with you. Phil Hendry. Check him out. PhilHendryShow.com. You can find out all kinds of different stuff if he's on an affiliate near you. And you can listen online live. So it's good enough, and it's cool to check him out for a night, for sure. Well worth your while. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. MattStukes.com in the meantime.